Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. Rachman Liba Boy, Lev, Heart. And we're up to the third line from the top of the Yom Tanur Rabbanan. Now before we begin the Gemara, we have to do a very brief Hakdama, and then Mi'at Hashem, the Gemara will all fall into place very nicely. As we know, Rabbi Yisai, there's a din that on Yom Kippur, we have all together, the Kohen Gadol has to do five tevilos, five times he goes to the mikveh, and 10 times kiddush yadayim v'raglay. What is the cheshbon? Why is there 5? Why is there 10? So if you skip down here on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, go down about 60% of the Amud, the line begins v'chomesh avoidos hein. Everybody has that? V'chomesh avoidos hein. It's a little bit past halfway down the Amud, go another 2-3 lines. V'chomesh avoidos hein. There were 5 avoidos that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. What were the 5? Tomet Shoshachar b'big days off. The first thing he did in the morning, like every morning in the Beis HaMikdash. Here it's different that the Kohen Gadol is doing it, but every day the Tomet Shoshachar was brought. And since the Kohen Gadol has to go and wear his begodim for the Tomet Shoshachar, he wore his full Shemoyne begodim, the big days off. After that, he began his Avodas Hayom. The Avodas Hayom basically has 2 components. Number 1, the Parvis Soir, where after the 2 are shechted, one has to go and take the blood, Lefnai v'lefnim, into the Kodesh Kedoshim and do Hazo'ois, Achas, Achas, V'yachas, Achas, Ushtayim, for both the Par and subsequently for the Soir. After that, the Kohen Gadol comes out of the Kodesh Kedoshim and he repeats the same hazois in front of the paroiches, which is mabdil between the heichel and the kodesh kedoshim, and then he takes the ktoidus and he takes it all the way in lefnai v'lefnim. He comes out and basically his avodas hayoim is completed. The main aspects of the avodas hayoim is the par and the soil and the blood, not only lefnai v'lefnim, but also the heichel, and it's not only lefnai ha-paroiches, it's also on the mizbeach ha-pnimi. But all of that is the dam related to those 2 major kabbonis, par and soil, as well as the chafinas ha-ktoides that he has to do inside in the Kodesh Kedoshim. He could theoretically, after that, close up shop and say, I'm done with the avoidas hayoim, never to return to the heichel, the Kodesh Kedoshim, for that day, except later on to bring the daily ketoidus, but that's theoretically what he could have done. However, we're going to continue on. After that, he brings the Eloi, the El Ha'om, the Big Day Zohov. Now, what means Eloi, the El Ha'om? If you look now in the Parsha, Parshas Achri Mois, and you'll see, starting on Pasuk Gimel, Bezois Yovei Aharon El Hakodesh Befar Ben Boker Lechatos V'Ayli Oyla. Now this is his own private carbon. He has to pay for it. The Par Ben Boker, that's for the Chatos, and the Ayli Oyla. The Par we just spoke about, that's one of the 2 that goes Lefnai V'Lefnim and Lefnim in terms of the Hazois Hadat. Skip a Pasik onto Pasik Hey Umeis Adas V'Nei Yisrael Yikach. Until now we spoke about from his own private, now Klal Yisrael has to go and pay for the following 2, actually 3 kabbonis altogether, the Shnei Se'irei Izim Lechatas, 2 Se'irim, the Ayin Echad the Oyla. Why 2 Se'irim? Of course, 1 Se'ir goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, a regular carbon, and the other Se'ir goes La'azozel. But notice it's an Ayin Echad the Oyla. So whatever happened to the Ayil of the Kohen Gadol in Pasuk Gimel, whatever happened to the Ayil that we have in Pasuk Hey, those both are Oilois, since they're Oilois, they're regular, normal Kabbonis, which are done B'chitzoi, meaning out in the Azara, and that's now the 3rd Avoida, which we have here among the 5, the Eila, the Eila Om, the Big Day Zohav. Now, we're going to get off on a tangent for a moment, Kaf Umachta, the Big Day Lovan. The Kohen Gadol now returns to the Kodesh Kedoshim and he takes out the Kafel Machta. Well, why is there the Kafel Machta there in the first place? Because when he did the Chafinas HaKtoides, he added the Ktoides and put it on top of the Cholim and made this lovely Oshan, the incense. L'choira, at that time, when he's done, he should have taken the Kafel Machta with him and just left. I mean, Kepoilek Hachpoltoi, Haitzov Achnosa, you put in the Kafel Machta, you take out the Kafel Machta. I'm sorry?
Ubar coin, Meshava coin.
Exactly. So that's one. But yeah, it's the same idea. So you have the Kafa Machti, could have taken them out. But as we'll see momentarily, there was a special reason why he didn't take it out. Had he taken out the Kafa Machta at the conclusion of the Avodah Sayoin, then all he would have to do is the Eila V'Eila on the Big Day Zohav, and then continue Big Day Zohav all the rest of the Avodahs of that day. What are the rest of the Avodahs of that day? The Karban Musaf that we bring on Yom Kippur, and the Ketoiris, the regular daily Ketoiris. I'm not talking about the Ketoiris involving, that's the five of them, but the regular Ketoiris is also brought in the morning and the afternoon on the regular Mizbeach HaZov inside the Heichel, as well as what other brother, he would bring the Tamid Shul Bein Arboim, like the Gemara tells us. Also the Hatoves HaMenoira. All of that he could have done, would have done, should have done. And in fact, he does do it the Big Day Zohav. But all I'm trying to point out is that we could have combined all of these five into three. Meaning Big Day Zohav when he does the Tamid Shul Shachar. Avoid it, I'm a Big Day Loven. And Kohen Gadol, don't forget to take out the Kafa Machta. Remove it. And now, with the Big Day Zohav, do everything else which is remaining. The two Eiloi ve'Eilo'om, and the Tamid Shul Bein Arboim, and the Musafim first, and then Tamid Shul Bein Arboim. That's all the Big Day Zohav. What's the reason why the Kohen Gadol left the Kaf U'Machta inside the Kodesh Kadashim? Why didn't he take it out with him? And the answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Kohen Gadol should have to do five separate avoidos, five separate sets of bigodim, five separate tvilois, 10 separate kiddush adayim for aglayim, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Kohen Gadol, don't be smart, leave the Kaf U'Machta in, and that will be a mechitza, if you will, between Avoida 3 and split up Avoida 3 into 3 and 5, and then for 2 minutes in between, you'll take out the Kafa Machta, take it out, go back to the mikveh, and go on to the next Avoida. How do we know? Where does it say? Rashi says this is halacha l'moshe misinai, that there have to be 5 chilois, 10 kiddush adayim v'raglayim, so it had to be split up among these 5 avoiders. Not really avoiders. Avoider number 4 wasn't an avoider at all. It was just the removal of the Kafa Machta. Well, we call it avoiders, 5 avoiders for the day. Okay, so now, that sounds all very, very good. But let's look in the Psukim and see whether that all stems. The way we just finished off was that you take the Kafa Machta after the Eloh ve'Eloham, right? Eloh ve'Eloham, that was number 3. Kafa Machta was number 4. Now let's see if that stems with the Psukim. So we're going to go all the way ahead to Pasuk Chav Gimel. And this Pasuk Chav Gimel is telling us after Haran finishes the Avodah number 4, which is the Hoitzoas Kaf U'Machta. He's now finished. He wore the Big Day Lovin twice that day. Number 1, to do the major Avodah, the Par V'Soyer, and the Chafinas Haktoides in Lufnai V'Lufnim. And now, he wore it a second time for the sole purpose of removing the Kaf U'Machta from the Kodesh Kadoshim. Now he's out. Uva Arnel Oil Moyed, Ufashad is Big Day Abad. He's taking off for the last time that day, and perhaps the last time ever. Machloikis, remember whether or not you can reuse the Big Day Lovin of the Kohen Gadol throughout the year. He didn't use it the next year. The next year he would get new Big Day Bad. But according to Reb Doisa, a Kohen Hedjit could use those Begadim throughout the year. Rebbe said, how could you? Chas v'sholem. After all, number one, you can't go Mikdusha Chmur, Mikdusha Kala. But even more basically, Rebbe holds that the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur was not the Avnate of the Kohen Hedjit throughout the year. This was Begid Bad. Avnate Bad Yachkar. Throughout the year, the Kohen Hedjit used, according to Shabbos, according to Rebbe. Anyway, but Pasha the Big Day Abad, Hashem, Lofish, Boy, the Kohen Hedjit takes it off, the Nichem Sham, and he leaves it there. Other than Reb Doisa, the Gemara says, the Nichem Sham, he puts a Beginiza, never to be used again. So this is obviously at the end of the Kafa Machta. Now what happens after that? In our Gemara it said after that he goes back to go and do the Tamid Shul Bein Arboim. Look at the next Pasuk Chav Talit. V'rochetz v'sorah b'mayim v'mokum kodesh v'lovesh v'begodav v'yotza, and now he goes out. V'osa es oilosoi v'es oilas ha'om. Oilosoi v'es oilas ha'om. That's the ayil eloi v'el ha'om. In our Gemara I thought it said that the ayil was number 3. Right, go back to the list of the 5 avoidos. Chamish avoidos, eh? The Tamid Shul Shachar, Big Day Zohav. Avodasiyam and Big Day Lavan. Eilo ve'eilo Om, that's what we're talking about, the Oilasa Va'oilasa Om, that was number 3. And then the Kafu Macht is number 4. Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet are in reverse order. It should say first, Chav Dalet, do the Asa Esa Ilasa Es Oilasa Om, that was Avodah number 3. And then Uvar Arnul Oilam Boy, he should go back in, take out the Kafu Macht, then take off the Big Day Bar, the Nicham Sham. So it's out of order. So it's not that I'm pointing out that it's out of order. It's the Gemara points it out. So now we can put the Chumashim on the side. We're going to get back to them in the Yetz Hashem. But in the meantime, let's look at the third line. Tanu Rabbanan, Uvo Aharnu Oil Moed, Freyti on the third line. Tanu Rabbanan. We have in the Braisa, Uvo Aharnu Oil Moed, Lama Uvo. Why is the Kohen Gadol entering into the Oil Moed at this time? The only thing he's going in, no avoidance, nothing. He's just simple removal service. I'm taking out the Kafu Machta, which I left behind before. Not that I forgot it, but I left behind. Now, the Kohen Gadol says, I'm taking it back, I'm bringing it out. Says the Gemara, the Kol HaParsha Kula Nemra Ala Seder. From beginning of Achri Mois until where we learned, everything is Keseder the way it was done on Yom Kippur. Chutz mi Pasik Zeh, except for this Pasik. This pasuk of Uva Aharnu Oil Moed, this should be after pasuk Chav Dalet, not before pasuk Chav Dalet. My timer, what's Taka the reason why he had to go back in to take out the Kafu Machta? Kohen Gadol, be smart. You brought the Kafu Machta in, you did the Torah, now bring it out, take it out. Wouldn't that make more sense? My time, Amrav Chizda, Gemiri, Rashi says Gemiri means we have a Kabbalah that the Chomish Tvilois, Vesar Kedushin, Halacha L'moish V'Sinai, that the Kohen Gadol has to have 5 Tvilas that day, and 10 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Chomish Tvilas, Vesar Kedushin, Tvila Kohen Gadol, Mekadosh Boi Bayoyim. The Ikasidran, and if the Psukim would go Kiseder, Limishkachas, Luella Shalish Tvilois, Vishisha Kedushin. In other words, if we didn't take Pasik Chav Gimel and put it after Pasik Chav Dalet, but we would say that after the Kohen Gadol is finished doing the Par Visoyer Bifnim, together with the Chafina Sakhtaris Bifnim, now the Pasik saying, okay, now, Uvar Harnal Oil Mwai, the Fosha, now go and take off the Big Day Abad and then put him away. So that would be the end of Avodah number 2. And then the next Pasuk, take the Oilasa V'yas Oilasa Om, as well as the Musafim, as well as the Tomash Shubayn Aboyim, do those all, the third Avodah, then you'd have 3 times the Tvila, 3 times 2 Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, instead of having 5 and 10, you'd have 3 plus 6. All very straightforward. Now from here, Tanya, till the bottom of the Omid, we have a fairly lengthy Braisa, and every part of this price is going to be repeated and explicated and explained in much greater detail at the bottom of the Omid into the Omid base. Zog the Brisa. The key that the Brisa wants to tell us is, how do you know that every single time when the Kohen Gadol made a switch of garments from the Big Day Zov to the Big Day Lovin, and the Big Day Lovin to the Big Day Zov, that he had to have a Tvila and 2 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? It's time to Omer Yehuda. Minayin l'chomish tvilas basor kiddushin shetoy v'koyim gadol mekadosh boi v'yoyim. How do I know? Talmud Leiva. And first we repeat the pasuk that we already quoted before. Uvar arnel oil boyit. Ufashin is big day abad eshev lovash b'voyi l'koydesh v'nicham shab. And then pasuk right after that continues on. V'rochat v'sor b'mayim b'mokim kodosh. V'lovash is b'godol. V'yot v'ases oilos v'yos oilos om. V'chiper b'adoy uv'yadol. So those are the 2 psukim, Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, both one after the other. Aha, so now Zok to Gemara, so what happened? In Pasuk Chav Gimel, Ufoshen as Big Day Avad, he took off the Big Day Lavan, V'nichem Sham, and he left it there. And then what does it say in the next Pasuk? V'roch Asif Sora B'mayim B'mokim Kodesh. When we talk about Mayim B'mokim Kodesh, that means going to the mikveh. We don't mean washing your hands. And then what happens? V'lovesh is Big Day, when he puts on his other set of clothing, which of course is the Big Day Zohav. And then he does the Oilas Oilasavias, Oilas Aam, out in the Chitzoy. Aha. Holomaritzos, what do I see from this? Shekola Meshana, mi Avoida la Avoida. If he's switching from Avoida A to Avoida B, to Entvila, he has to go and do a new immersion in the mikveh. And it's not just changing from avoida avoida, but it means from the big day. Which begadim was he wearing until now? He was wearing until now the big day lovan. He's now switching from the big day lovan to big day zahav. He has to have tvilah. Now note, we only have so far in one direction. When I say one direction, from big day zahav, big day lovan to big day zahav. We don't know from big day zahav to big day lovan. We're going to discuss that shortly. I'm just focusing on that because that's going to be shortly the focus of the brisa. So according to Yehuda, I have a beferish pasuk. You're leaving the big day lovan. That is the avodas pnim. You're going to the avodas chutz. You're going to put on now the big day zahav. Toin tvila. Pasuk said beferish. V'rochatz v'sore b'mayim emokam kodesh. Omer Rebbe. Rebbe comes along and he says, "Minayin lechamish tvilos vasara kedushin shetovu koyin gor makadosh boy bayoyin." He starts off the same introduction as Rebbe Yehuda, but Rebbe Yehuda learned it from that pasuk of Gimel that we were learning. Says Rebbe, "I have a different pasuk. Shenemar ksoinis bad koyish yilbash." This is at the very beginning of the parasha. If you go back to pasuk Dalit, we skipped over it when we were learning at the beginning of the parasha. Ksoinis bad koyish yilbash. What's the purpose of this ksoinis bad koyish? If you have the Torah or Shom, it's probably quoted here. You don't need to open up the Chumash for this. You can if you want to. Ksoinis bad koyish yilbash. That now he is going to embark on the avoidus hayoim. The avoidus hayoim means the par soir and the chafinus haktoiris. So he has to wear now the big day lovan. What are the big day lovan? Ksoinis bad koidish. He wears the ksoinis, which is made out of bad. Bad means it's made out of linen. Beautiful. And then afterwards he puts on the michnesei bad. Those are michnesei. What are those made out of?
Linen.
Linen. You are sorry. You should wear those two. Uba avneit bad yachid. What's the avneit? That's the gartel, the belt. Also bad. Also made out of linen. And finally, mitznefes. That is
crown.
The chapeau. That is this hat. Also made out of bad. Also made out of linen. Yitznef. All four of those. All four of those. Those are the big day lovan, which are worn throughout the year by the Koyin Hedjit, Shaila about the Avnet, what is Avnet Bad, or Avnet Shatnes, but those are the four begodim, and those are the big day lovin the Koyin God wears when he goes, Lefnim, Lefnai, Lefnim, for purposes of the power of the Sawyer, and the Chavini Saktayr. All of them are big day Koyinish Hey! The Gemara is going to ask, what do I need big day Koyinish Hem? Of course, I know the big day Koyinish. We'll get back to that soon. Verochas v'mayim es psori ulevesham. Verochas v'mayim es psori means he has to go to the mikvah when he puts them on. Now, what was the Kohen Gadol wearing previously before he put these four on? Since this is not the first Avoida during the day, he was wearing then the big day Zav. Meaning from big day Zav to big day Lavan Ta'un Tvila. So therefore, this is, if you will, the mirror image of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk is talking about that he took off the big day Lavan and put on the big day Zahav, requiring Tvila. Well, Rabbi's talking about taking off the big day Zahav and putting on the big day Lavan, requiring Tvila. The Oymer. And now Rabbi finishes off. Big day Kodesh, they're all big day Kodesh. Hukshu kol ha-begodim kulan ze lo ze. All the begodim are the same. Which means what Rebbe is saying is it makes no difference big day zahav to big day lovan or big day lovan to big day zahav. They all have the same thing. And now again the brisa which we quoted before, v'chamish avoy descended five times altogether. This five times, says Rashi, applies both to Rebbe Yehuda and to Rebbe because both of them began. How do we know minayin l'chamish tvidas vasor kedushin? Nobody addressed 5 and 10. They just addressed the fact that you switch from avoida la avoida, from begodim to begodim, and each time you need a tevila. So now the Gemara says, yeah, that's all true, and you have to do it 5 times, because they're chamish avoidas. What are the chamish avoidas saying? The tomish shoshach, I'm a big day zahav. Avoida see, I'm a big day lavan. Eila the eila om, those are the two oilois, Aaron's private one, and Klal Yisrael's Oila, the big day Zahav, and the Gemara leaves unsaid. If you look in Rashi and Chumash, part of the Kabbalah's Musaf were already done at this time. Take a break. Kafu Machta, the big day Lavan. And finally, the Kohen Gadol comes out, puts on his final time, the big day Zahav, for that day, and he does the Chumash Shubayin Aboyim, including prior to that, he finishes off the Musafim and any other kabbanis they have to do, or the other avoidos, including the second ketores that you do. Exactly. That's all done the big days of, and now he's done. So you take those five and you multiply them, both according to Yehuda and according to Rebbe, against the time that you have to do a tvilas. We said every time you do a tvilas from avoida la avoida, you have it after tvilas. So you have five avoidas, five times tvilas, five tvilas. Huminayin should call tvilas, tvilas, tricha, shnei kiddushin, because each one began five tvilas, 10 kiddush adayim v'raglayim. We didn't even address kiddush adayim v'raglayim. How do you know that there's 10 kiddush adayim v'raglayim? Talmud Levitz says in the Pasuk. Ufashat, verochat, verochat, velovash. Where does it say ufashat, verochat, verochat, velovash? And this goes back again to the original pasuk that we started off with, which was pasuk chof gimel and pasuk chof dalet. What did it say in that pasuk? Back in pasuk chof gimel, it says uva aron el oil moed ufashat as big diabot. On to the next pasuk, it says verochat es psore b'mayim makom kadosh. And then it's the lavash es begodav. So I have over here ufashat, berochat, velavash. Now these are the psukim that Rabbi Yehuda started off with at the outset of the brisa. Rabbi says, since I learned the din of tvila between avoida lavoida, not from that pasuk, but from the ksoinis bat kodesh yilbash, that set of psukim, those chav gimel chav dalet, I can learn from that now the din of kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Where do I see kiddush adayim v'raglayim? Well, it says ufashat, and it says verochat, velovash. How does that help us? Getting back to the Gemara, uminayin shekol tvila utvila tzricha shnei kiddushin. How do I know there are two kiddushin? Talmud Omer ufashat, verochat, verochat, velovash. Now, on the surface, it sounds great. Oh, two rechitzos, that's two kiddush adayim v'raglayim, and you know, and poshat, every time you take off the old begadim, put on the new begadim, so you have two rochats. In my chumash, I only see one rochats. I don't see two rochats. Where does he get this two rochats from? So Rashi, of course, is bothered by this. And if you look at Rashi, the second wide line, all the way down on the bottom of the Yomit, second wide line, Talmud Loimer Ufashet Verochats Verochats, etc. Hachmilta Rebbe Kamala. Rebbe is now finishing off his statement. Vigomer Tvilois Mi Verochats V'mayim Tichsiv Bebigdei Lovan. Since he learned the din of the additional Tvila each time, the single Tvila each time, from the earlier Psukim in the Parsha, where it said at the beginning of the parasha about the Ksoinus Bad Koyish Yilbash, Umiklase Vayvad, and the Avnei Bad Yachkar, Umisnefes Bad Yitznach. Oh, that's how he learns the din of the Avoida Lavoida that you have to make a tefillah. So the Ifahai Krod Rabbi Yehuda is now Ibarik, it's now superfluous. Vidorish Lo Likinushin. Therefore, he's able to use it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda couldn't use it for Kinushin because he learns that Barachat, to tell you the din of Rachitza Bamayin, meaning Tvila, since Rebbe says, I don't need that for the tefillah. I learned it from the Ksenus Bad Kodesh Pasuk. So now it's Imrik, and I learn out Ufashim Verochas, Verochas, Velovash, to tell you the halacha of two Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim. But only says one Rochat. Says Rebbe, Hintel Hakosa Virochat, Bein Ufashat, Velovash, Leiten Rechita Lepshita, Urechita Lethlevisha. Kodesh Baruch Hu Taka only put in one Verochat. But since it's smack in the middle between the Foshat and the Lovash, so it's like a Shtikel Hekish. I makish the rechitza to the pshita, and I'm also makish the rechitza to the levisha. So I'm using this verochats twice to tell you that every single time that you have a change of clothing from big day lovin to big day zohav or vice versa, besides one tvila, you have to have two kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The Gemara is going to ask on the Amud Beis, 1 second, this is verochats as kol psorei b'mayim. This is a tvila. Loshen. This is not a kiddush adayim v'raglayim loshen. The Gemara is going to ask that kashim yetshem liyam the base, and the Gemara is going to say im eino inyan letvila because we have the other pasuk tenayu inyan lekiddush adayim v'raglayim. We'll see im yetshem liyam the base. Okay, so far so good. Zokti mar Reb Loz Reb Shimon Oimer. I have another mikoyer for hilchois to kiddush adayim v'raglayim. I'm not going to learn it like Rebbe just learned it. Because I, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, hold like Rabbi Yehuda at the beginning of the Braisa. And Rabbi Yehuda at the beginning of the Braisa uses the Pasuk of Ufashet Verochat Velovash to tell you the din of Tvila Bein Avoida La Avoida. Remember, The first drasha, which was Rabbi Yehuda, was based on these psukim of the Chof Gimel Chof Dalet, when you're taking off, the Kohen Gadol is removing his big day bud for the final time that day, v'nicham sham, and then he puts on the big day zav to go and continue on doing the avoida. That's the Talmud Shel Bein Ha'avoy. So that's how Rav Yehuda learned the din of Tvila Bein Avoid L'Avoid. But remember, Rabbi said, no, I don't learn from that. I learn from the beginning of the Pasha. Tilikson is bad Kodesh Yilbash, Umichtasevad Yuam Sarai, and then the Pasha continues on, Big the Kodeshim Varachatz Vamayimis Vasari Ulevashim, to go on to tell you the din of the Tvila. So therefore, according to Rabbi, that first set of psukim, that's the Pasik Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, he used those to go and tell you the din of the shtei kiddush adayim v'raglayim v'rochatz and v'lovash poshet v'rochatz v'lovash. But Rabbi Yehuda cannot use those psukim for that purpose, because he uses it to tell you the din of the tvila bein avoid l'avoid. So how does he know the din of the double kiddush adayim v'raglayim? Reb Lozer Reb Shimon comes on the scene to save the situation. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, I learn from a kal v'chaymer. Every day of the year, when the Kohen, whether it's a Kohen Hedget or a Kohen Gadol, is doing the avodah in the base of Mikdash, he doesn't need to go to the mikveh, ain't toin tvila, but toin kiddush, he has to have kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Mokim shetoin tvila, a time when you do require tvila, meaning on Yom Kippur, how do you know you're required to do tefillah from these psukim that we've just learned? And then you're doing kiddush, and about you have to do kiddush adayim v'raglayim.
Well, you said you do require tefillah before you go into the Beis Hamikdash. So what's the premise of the Kal V'chomer?
What do you mean?
Every day.
Why do you have to do every single day? Why?
We had earlier in the
thing. Yeah, what's the reason?
I remember now. Okay,
so of course you remember. So Machlok is Ben Zoyma and Rabbi Yehuda. What did Ben Zoyma say?
He says Zoraisa.
Why says Zoraisa? Based on what? You've got to remember what Ben Zoyma said.
Yeah,
let's go back a couple
of times.
Bottom of Lamed Amid Aleph. Kabbalah Umad, the Chamishan Mikoyish, the Koyin Mokim Shanish Koyin Mokim Kores, Toyin Tvila, the Ambad, the Chamishan Mikoyin Koyin. Right after the Mishnah, Shaul was Ben Zayim Tvilazu. So according to Ben Zayim, was Taka Diraisa. You're right. But let's go on to Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Bible?
It's just a reminder.
Jog his memory, just in case, maybe. Okay, so let me ask you about the Kohen Gadol. For the last 7 days, what has he been doing for the last 7 days?
Sequestered.
And besides sequestration, what else? And Shabbos. And then after that, he went to the mikvah. He's been going to the mikvah every single day. So does he need to have a jogging of the memory to go and tell you, don't forget to go and go to the mikvah today?
Not at all.
No. But even besides that, what happens if you have a regular kohen? Min ha-toyre, not al tisrach tvila. Min ha-toyre. If he knows that he happens to be tohar, he comes in, he wants to do the avodah. Does he have to do tefillah?
According to the Rabbanan.
According to Yehuda, it's only midrabban. Min ha-toyre, you don't have to do it. So now our Gemara is going alibid Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know that our Gemara is going to alibid Rabbi Yehuda? Look at Rashi, 3 lines from the bottom of the Amud. This is Rabbi Blazer of Shimon and our Gemara. Ma mokim shein toin tefillah. Rashi, 3 lines to the bottom. Kol yemois hashana bolavoy ein toin tefillah. Min ha-toyroh elamidivrei sofrim lizkar tumi yishan. Oh, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And guess what? Reb Lozer Reb Shimon is supporting Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Taka, how do I know the two kiddush adayim v'raglayims? I cannot learn it from psukim chav gimel chav dalet, which is the way Rebbe learns it, because I needed to go and tell you the din of the tefillah. So how do I know the kiddush adayim v'raglayim? I, Taka, don't have a pasuk. I have a Kal V'chaymer, says Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. What's the Kal V'chaymer? We start again. Throughout the year, other than this Srach Dvila, jogging the memory, other than that, you come into the basement, you don't have to. As long as I'm Tahar, I certify I'm Tahar, you don't have to go to the mikveh. But you do have to do Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim, Zok to Yemara, Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, I'm a Kal V'chaymer. Ma, the Mokrish ain't Tahin Tvila, min ha-toyr. Tahin Kiddush, you have to do Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim every day of the year. Mokish Toin Tvila. Where the Torah says Bepesh, the Kohen Gadol has to do Tvila. And he did Shu Toin Kiddush. Avad, you have to have Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim.
Well, if you're going to do Tvila, Tishna Raglayim is a subset of tefillah. You're washing your hands and your feet.
I can hear the swear, but the Gemara doesn't say that.
Okay.
What Dari is saying is, it's like Yesh M'chlal Masayim Mona. Here, Madach, he went to toilet mikveh totally, so maybe that's enough. You don't have to have the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. But the Gemara doesn't go with that swear. The Gemara says, if you have to have Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim every day of the year, you have to have Na'otah. And Madach, you don't have to do tefillah Menatayim, but you still have to do Kiddush. Here you're doing tefillah chaval, you need kiddush.
But also, if every kishadayim is attached to the tefillah, you do kishadayim raglayim for the day at the beginning of the avoda. You don't do it for every avoda. You do it, the kohen comes to the kiyor and they do kishadayim raglayim once, and that's it, genug, okay. As you would say.
Fine, right? If that's the case, good.
Okay.
So why do you have to do a tefillah for every single avoda?
Why is it pair two for every tefillah?
Why?
Because we had a tekish.
Since we're saying that every single one of the avodas requires a separate tefillah, so therefore, kal v'chaymer, it requires a separate kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Because normally you're right, if a kohen works on a particular day, on a regular Monday throughout the year, he does kiddush adayim v'raglayim for all avodas that he does with it. Tam shel shachar, tam shel ben aboyim, any oilos and shlomim and chatoyos and hashamas, everything in between. But here on Yom Kippur, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, every time you do a new avodah, back to the mikveh. Okay, so the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, back to the kiddush adayim v'raglayim, you have to wash your hands again. Based on the Kavachim, you can only learn one Kiddush. You can learn two Kiddushes. So how do you know two Kiddushes Daim Reglaim? And he doesn't support the Verochatz twice.
Yeah, why?
Because he uses those Psukim for the Tefillah. Talmud Loimar. The words Ashalovash are Ibrik. Ibrik means they are superfluous. What clothes can a person remove? Only the clothes that he's wearing. If he's not wearing clothes, you can't remove them. So why does that say big debat asher lovash? Who washes big debat? Chalom odem poishel mashel lovash. Can you go and remove your clothing if you're not wearing it? El hakish pshita lelevisha. We make a hakish. Ma levisha toim kiddush. Just like when you're doing a levisha, you have to have kiddush because of this kavachaymer. A pshita toim kiddush. Pshita also requires kiddush. You have to do both. Good. With this, we have now concluded the braisa. And now the Gemara is going to go over every piece, but we've gone through about 90% of it. You could add the word gufa over here in parentheses, because we're starting again. I'll review them. Minayin l'chomish tefillah v'asar kiddushin sh'toyim ben koyim gadol, sh'toyim ben koyim gadol m'kaddish boi b'yom tam aloy mar. We're just repeating word for word. Uva aloy l'moy v'rochet p'sar b'mayim m'okim kodosh. Oh, he took off his big day lavan. He has to do a rechitza, because he's going to go and put on the big day zohav. All we see in this pasuk is when he took off the big day lavan, because that's what the pasuk is referring to. It says uvar arnel oil moed ufashet as big day habod big day lavan asher lavash uvoyel lakodesh v'nicham sham v'rochatz v'sar b'mayim, and then he puts on the big day zav. So I only see asher mi big day lavan the big day zav, mi big day zav the big day lavan mi nine. How do I know? Tomorrow, Tana, for that I have a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Tana, the Bishmal kal v'chomer. Uma big day zohov she'en koyin nichnas behem lefnai v'lefnim. To untvila, the big day zohov, in a sense, are of a lesser madrega of Kedusha, because he doesn't take the big day zohov all the way into the Kodesh Kedoshim. You gotta stop at the Hekel doors and put on the big day love on. So ein koyin nichtas lefnayim, the ein koyin nichtas behen lefnayim lefnayim, but toin tefila. Big day love on, which are holier in a sense, she nichtas behen lefnayim lefnayim, avad and avad edin she toin tefila. L'chois akut ha-kal v'chayim. Says the Gemara, ikla mifra, that kal v'chayim is shvach. Why is it shvach? Because ma le big day zov, she kin kamarosan meruba. The big day zov are holier in a sense than the big day lover. In fact, in two ways, two senses. What are the two ways? Rashi says, number one, the Kohen Gadol uses it every day of the year whenever he wants to participate in bringing the Kabbonis. A Kohen Gadol on a regular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when he wants to go and bring the Tomet Shel Shachar, even though all the other Kehanim Hedyoitim are just going around with their four begadim, if the Kohen Gadol is doing it, he's got to wear Shmoyna begadim. So therefore, Kabaras Meruba, he can be used throughout the year numerous times for so many Kabbalas, not just Tomet Shel Shachar, for Chatoyis and Hashomois, etc. So Kabaras Meruba. That's number one. Number two, explains Rashi, the Parvisor, which is brought again inside the base of Migdash, is for a relatively small aspect of the atonement which is effected by the kavanas on Yom Kippur. Which one does it affect? The Tumas Mikshkadosh. Because, for instance, when Klal Yisrael wants to have a kapara on all of their averos, they have to rely on the Sa'ir la'azazel. So what does the Sa'ir la'ashem do? Only to, let's look at the top Rashi. Kish kaparos meruba. The big day Zohav have a greater degree and volume and quality of kapara than the big day Lavan. Why? Because kaparos meruba shemishamish behen kol yemois hashana. Use it every day. Avol abaydes penim, as opposed to the big day Lavan, which are only used on Yom Kippur. And moreover, it only has this very finite, it's very important, but it's finite. It's Tumas Mikshadashim. It's not Kol HaTorah Kula. And so therefore we have to, it's interesting, Rashi merges the two, he doesn't really explain it, Va'oid just puts the two together. But bottom line is, there's a good svara to say that only the Big Day Zov should require Tevila, not Big Day Lavan. And therefore, L'chayr this Kal V'chaymer falls away. Yes, man.
An answer to why Rashi is both.
Yes, yes.
First reason, not a very good reason.
Why not?
Because the Shemana B'gad includes four Big Day Lavan.
Uh-huh.
So that's their whole year also.
Right.
So that first reason, that's the whole year's Big Day Zav, not true. Because Lavan wasn't the whole year.
I see, okay.
The second reason is, because the Big Day Lavan only helped for the...
Tumas Mikshir Rashi. Okay, very shameless one. Shkoyach. Thank you very much, man.
The whole is shared the first reason.
Yeah.
Big Day Lavan is the whole year.
Yeah, because we're talking Yom Kippur, which doesn't make throughout the year. Good. If it's very good, shkoyach mendi. Zoktimai elenavkele, so how in fact does Rabbi Yehuda know that you have to go and have a tvila when you're going in the reverse direction? Meaning, his pasuk is only from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. How do you know from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan? Elenavkele mid the Rebbe, he learned like Rebbe's pshat on the Amud Aleph. What did Rebbe say on the Amud Aleph? It says at the end of the pasuk, the extra begotten. Which they thought in the pasuk, Big Day Kodesh Haim.
Right.
That was the end of pasuk Dalit. Ksoidis by Kodesh Ilbosh. Michlasei Vad Yom Soroi. Avadni Bad Yachar. Mitznef is Bad Yitzlai. Big Day Kodesh Haim Rochetz was mine. Why did they have to say Big Day Kodesh Haim Rochetz was mine? To tell you that all Big Day Kodesh are, if you will, in one category. Whether it's Big Day Zov, Big Day Lovin, Big Day Lovin, Big Day Zov. Big Day Kodesh Haim Varachas Vamayim. Whenever you switch from one to the other, go to the mikveh. So therefore, Rabbi learns this, and that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with this as well. So now we have concluded Rabbi Yehuda, and now we go on to Rabbi. Omer Rabbi. Again, we're quoting straight from the Brayis. Minayin lechamish tvidot asar kedushin shoy bed koyin. Shetoyel koyin gadol mekadosh boi bayoyim tamad loymar. Ksoydis bad kodesh yilbosh. Etc. The first pasuk, but the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Achrimois, pasuk Dalet Shkoyach. So it is by Kodesh Yilbash. In that case, we are going from the Big Day Zohar to the Big Day Lavan. Yimashanim Avoid Lavoida Shetoyin Tvila. Don't you want to ask from the Big Day Zohar? The Big Day Lavan, because that's what we're talking about. He just completed the Tumas Shel Shachar, and now he's putting on the four begotten, the Ksoinis Bad Koydish Yilbosh, and the Avneid, and the Mitznefes, etc., and Mechlesayim, putting on all of those four Big Day Lavan. Ashur Big Day Zohar, the Big Day Lavan. Maybe Big Day Lavan, the Big Day Zohar, Minayna. How do I know? So again, the Gemara starts off with the Kal V'Chaymer, but the Kal V'Chaymer here now is in reverse. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Kal V'Chaymer. Ma Big Day Lavan she'ein kaparos meruba. Big Day Lavan you don't use throughout the whole year. By the Kohen Gadol, he wears his Shmoyne Begadim. They're not worn exclusively to take care of
Mendy's objections.
Exactly, or not objections, observation. So Ma la Big Day Lavan she'ein kaparos meruba on their own. They're always part of a much grander, more majestic set of Shmoyne Begadim. Tun Tvila. But on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to have Tvila. We just learned that from the Pasuk. Big Day Zov, Shekabarosa, Meruba, oh boy, these are heavy duty begotten that are doing kapara throughout the year. As well as the Big Day Lavan, remember, is only for that finite Mikdash Rikadoshav, like Rashi brought to our attention. So, Nachamot, Shekabarosa, Meruba, Tun, and Tvila, Big Day Zov, Shekabarosa, Meruba, and Nisha, Tun, and Tvila, Chabad, and Abad, and Abad. So, even though the Pasuk that we brought at the outset, that Pasuk Dalit, only talks from Big Day Zav, Big Day Lavan, but based on this Kal V'chaimer, certainly from Big Day Lavan, when you're being Lamala B'Kodesh, you're putting on the Big Day Zav, Kaparosim, Merubat, Chabad, Rabat, Toin Tzvita. But of course, the Gemara asks Ikla Mifrach, the other way around. Mala Big Day Lavan, Shekin, Nechnas, Bahim, Lefnai, Lefnim. In a sense, the Big Day Lavan are holier than the Big Day Zav, because the Big Day Zav, you got to stay outside the Hechel, the Kohen Gadol is entering the Hechel, the Kodesh Kadoshim. He's got to put on then the Big Day Lavan. So in a sense, those are holier. That's why it requires a tvila. Maybe from Big Day Zav, Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav doesn't require a tvila. And look at the Gemara, that's the Gemara's kasha, that this Kal V'Chomer falls away. That's why we said in the continuation of the Braisa, which we just quoted a moment ago, that's why the Pasuk said, Big Day Kodesh Heim Barachas Pesar B'Mayim Ulevesham, to tell you all Big Day Kodesh are the same for these purposes. Whether you're going from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, or Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, it makes absolutely no difference. Each time you have to have a separate tefillah. So far, so good. And now we continue back to the Braisa.
Is there ever a situation where you're going from Big Day Chol to
Big Day Zav?
Big Day Chol to Big Day Zav, yes.
Very close to...
And what happens then?
He has to tuffle.
How do we know he has to tuffle? That was yesterday's Mishnah.
Right.
We learned together yesterday.
We're not discussing it in this...
We're going to discuss everything. If you go back to, Daniel was just asking a moment ago, we keep on talking about Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, Big Day Lavan, Big Day Zav. What about from Big Day Chol to Big Day Kodesh? That in fact was the first tefillah, and that was yesterday's Mishnah. Parshat Yor B'Tovel, all of this topic.
It was the Raisa, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan. That was the first one we're talking about, right?
You're talking about back in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. That was talking about Tevila a whole year.
Right.
On a regular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, person wants to come into the Azara.
Right.
Why are you here? I'm a Kohen. Why are you here for Kohen? I'm going to do the Avodah today. I'm based up. Okay? Did you go to the Mikveh today? Go to the Mikveh. Why do you have to go to the Mikveh? I'm Tohar. According to Ben Zoyma, the reason why you have to do is Midaraisi, you learned it from the Kohen Gadol. But according to Rebuda, Minotaur, you also come on in. Yes. Oh, but maybe you forgot. Maybe yesterday it's Vela. Maybe the Nevela or a Sheretz, a Valkeri. You know what? Let me think about it. You know what? You jogged my memory. So that's why you have to do a Tvila, because of Dirabah. That's throughout the year. But now we're talking about on Yom Kippur itself. When the Kohen Gadol is taking off his regular begadim and he's putting on his Big Day Zav for the first time, does he have to have a Tvila?
Yes.
That was yesterday's Mishnah. Parshat Yorev Tovel, all of the topic, Hevilah Big Day Zav, Balavash, Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Hevilah Satamid, and then he started doing the Kartzai, he went and did the initial sweeper. That was yesterday's Mishnah. Zokti Gemara Vaita, V'chomish Avodah Seinah. Now this is the third time that we're going to repeat this again from the same Braisa. V'chomish Avodah Seinah, there are five Avodahs altogether. The reason why the Braisa enumerates all the five is because both Rabbi Yehuda's Pasuk and Rabbi's Pasuk, all they have identified is that every time you switch from one set of begotten to another set of begotten, you have to have a tvila. But I don't know how many times we have to switch. Says our Braisa, five times. Why five times? I can think of three times. The Tomei Shel Shachar in the morning, and whatever appurtenant avoidus there too. And then the avoidus Hayoyim, you go inside, Lefnai V'Lefnim, and the Chafin Shaktarius, the whole business. And then after that, you do all the rest of the Eila, the Eila Om, and you do the Musaf, and then the Tomei Shel Bein Avoyim. There should only be three times. You're right. But since the Kodesh Baruch Hu said in the Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, you have to have five times, I'll tell you where the fifth time is. That's the Kafu Machta, that he has to put on yet again the Big Day Lavan and take him off again. And that's how we get five altogether. So going back to the Mar, B'chamish Avoy, they're saying, what are the five? The Tamid Shul Shachar in the morning being dissolved, like usual. The Avoy, the Seyoyim, that's the special Parvis Soyer and the Dam, etc. And the Chafidah Saktoyeris, or Big Day Lavan, that's number two. Eilu the Eilu Om, like we had in Pasuk Chav Dalit, that was the remaining aisle. Remember, both the Kohen Gadol and the Om brought an extra aisle. We started off B'zoyis Yovei Aron Al HaKodesh B'far Ben Bokel Chattis, that's the par, and the aisle Eilu, that's the aisle, which is for an Eilu. And then Klal Yisrael, when they Eisa Das B'nei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Seirei Izim L'Chattis, two Seirim, one the Seir L'Hashem, that's the par V'Soir, and then you have the Seir L'Azazel, that's outside. And then you have a new aisle, aisle Echad Eilu. So I have Eloi the El Ha'am. When were those brought? Oh, they were brought number three, the Big Day Zav. And now to create the situation that we have to have five tefillahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Aharon, leave the Kaf Umachta in the Kodesh Kadoshim, you'll come back for it. But Rabbi Yishlam, I cannot come back for it. I'm wearing big days off. No, take off the big days off. Then I have to toivel. No, go on toivel. Then I have to do kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Mach kiddush adayim v'raglayim. And that's what he does to take out the kafel mach the big delavan. Now he's outside, and now we tell him, and now you have to finish off all the other avoiders. I can't do the big delavan. You're right. Take off the big delavan. And now he does his fifth tefillah to go and put on again the big day zob, and he's going to finish off the avoidance of the day. The Gemara doesn't refer to it. We'll have Mitchum and other Gemaras. Rashi in Chumash does refer to
Misafim,
it. Yes,
Gemara.
Exactly. All the wonderful Tomish will be Abayim, the big day zob, and now he's done. Fine. Great Gemara. So now I have proven from both Rabbi Yehuda's Pasuk and Rebbe's Pasuk that every time you're Mishana, me begin, le begin, me avoid, le avoid, you need a tevila. And now we've proven that there are five avoiders, five tevilois. We nine should call tevila, tevila, three, chabez, kedushin, how do I know? And again, we go back to the price of the Amman Aleph. Ta'amun Laimer, ufoshet verrochatz, verrochatz, verlovash. It only says rochatz once, but like Rashi explained in the Amman Aleph, since it's smack in the middle between the pshita and levisha, we say that rochitza dumi the pshita and rochitza dumi the levisha, that you need a separate rochitza for each one, and therefore you have to have two per pshita and levisha. Frank Demara, what does rochatz mean? When I look at the word rochatz, it says v'rochatz is kol psori b'moyim. And remember, we said yesterday rochatz kol psori b'moyim means you go to the mikveh, and that's how you know the 40 saw, because it's got to be kol psori. It's got to be one by one by three, right? We heard yesterday the in eitam had to be 23 because the shara was 20 tall, and on top of that, you had to have the mikveh to be three. All based on v'rochatz is kol psori b'moyim. So we're not talking kiddush adayim v'raglayim. We're talking about tefilos. So double it, v'rochatz v'rochatz. That's two tefilos. That's not two kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Who's talking about kiddush? Hi, the tefilos. Said the morning in the tefila, the nafkalei me big the kodesh heim. Since according to Rebbe, I've already learned that from avoida la avoida, regardless whether it's big day zov to big day lovan or big day lovan to big day zov, they're all big day kodesh heim. So I already know that there's a din of tefila from the other pasuk. Which other pasuk? That's the pasuk in pasuk dalit at the beginning of the parasha. What is the same pasuk dalit? Ksoinis bat kodesh il barshim nechlesei bad yom sorai uba avnei to be mitznefes big de kodeshem v'rochatz v'mayim es psoroi. Oh, that's the din of tvila. And it says big de kodeshem. So now I know the din of tvila each time from big de lovin to zov, zov to lovan. So in bazoi, so what do I need this v'rochatz later on in pasuk chav kimul chav talit? V'rochatz psoroi b'mayim. When he took off the big de bud to put on the big de zov, what do I have to repeat it? We already have big de kodeshem. Because to tell you, v'fashim v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lovavash, hi, the tefillah. Many in the tefillah tenei inyan the nafkalim big the kodesh. Shem tenei inyan the kiddush to tell you the din of kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Frank Tigmar, why does the Torah have to use the expression v'rochatz and then I have to go and scratch my head? V'rochatz is a lashon of tefillah. How do I know kiddush? Oh, the main inyan. Wouldn't it have been simpler v'lichtevei rachmona v'lashon kiddush? Why didn't the Taka say v'rochatz? The kiddush, the lavash. Instead of saying that it's verochat, it should have said v'foshat, take off the clothing, and then it should go and say wash your hands, kiddush adayim v'raglayim, kiddush, and then lavash. Why did it say the lashon of tefillah? Hakamashlan the tefillah ki kiddush, ma kiddush b'makom kodesh of tefillah b'makom kodesh. Just like the kiddush adayim v'raglayim has to take place from makom kodesh, typically from the kiyar v'kanoi. Over here, it's the Kitan Shazov, but normally the granddaddy of Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim is the Kiyar V'kanei, which is, of course, in the Azara. Tevila's got in Makom Kodesh, and therefore, although the first Tevila was on top of the Shar HaMayim, all the other four, where were the other four Tevilais? On top of the Gag of the Lishkas HaParve. What was Lishkas HaParve used for?
For the
tanning of the hides of the Karbanis. Very good. So on top of that Gag of the base of Parva, and the base of Parva was B'mokum Kodesh, that was part of the Azara. The opening was into the Azara, not to the outside. So that a din of the Kodesh. Oh, that's why you can't go back to the Shaar HaMayim. First time you go to Shaar HaMayim, because the Kohen Gadol didn't enter into the base of Migdash yet. You don't want to go and enter into Chas HaShom and Yotame, even though he wasn't Tame, but Tohar, you want to be the safe side. Sure. So you go to Shaar HaMayim, but the next four times, all has to be the Mokoyim Kodesh, just like Tefillah Mokoyim Kodesh, Makinish Mokoyim Kodesh, Avtilah Mokoyim Kodesh. That's why the Torah uses the word Rochatz to teach you that. Frank Dimon of Rabbi Huda Kiddush Minolei. How does Rabbi Huda know the din of Kiddush? Remember, this din of Kiddush, from the Rochatz V'lovash, Ufasha Brachas V'lovash, these are the psukim that Rabbi Yehuda learned initially at the beginning of the Braisa to tell you the din of Tvila mi beged li beged me avoid la avoida. So if this is talking about Tvila, it's not talking about Kiddush. So how does he know the din of Kiddush Mamakah? Kiddush Machlal, not a Makah Kaddish, but Kiddush Menale. So the Manafkalim and Rablazer Reb Shimon. Oh, that was Rablazer Reb Shimon that we had on the Amid Aleph. Kal V'chaim. What was the Kal V'chaim? Madach throughout the year. You don't have to go and do Tvila, but you do have to have Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So we have to do Tvila, you have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. How do I know that there are two of them? Because they go and make Hekish, Levisha, Tepshita, just like by Levisha, you need one, Pshita, you also need one. Shine. So we had that. That's why we're saying on the Amar Al, the Blazer of Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And we pointed out he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in two ways. Not only the Gabi these drushes, but also the Gabi Daf Lamid. He doesn't hold like Ben Zoyma, that this is Minatoira, but that it's Midraban. It's very. Now we have finally concluded this lengthy Braisa with a lengthy explanation affiliated or associated with this Braisa. Om Rav Chisda. The word mafka means it comes to exclude, that this is exclusive of, he does not learn like a meir, he does not learn like the rabban. Now what are we referring to over here? What we're referring to is the sequence of the tvila in the mikvah. You'll recall we had a machloikis yesterday between Rebbe and the rabbanim. Where did we have that machlekes? So just to refresh our memory, we can go ahead to Daf Lamed Dalid Omid Beis. Lamed Dalid Omid Beis. We have the Mishnah at the bottom of the Omid. Now we're talking about the second Tvila, or the first Tvila that was done, the Mokan Kodesh. This was the Tvila that was separating between the removal of the Big Day Zohar, which Aharon used to perform for the Tamid Shel Shachar, and to go and do now the Avodas Hayoyim. So he switched, he took off the Big Day Zohar, and he's putting on the Big Day Lavan. Big Day Bad. Beautiful. So it says on the third line, Kiddush Yod V'Raglav. He did Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, Ufashat. And then he did the Pshita. Then he took off the Big Day Zohar. Reb Meir Oymer, no, it's just the opposite. Posh, at first he took off the Big Day Zog, and then he did the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So we have a machloikis, the sequence between Rabbanan and the Meir, was it Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim first, and then the Pshita, or was the Pshita and Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? Let's put that aside just for a moment. The rest of the Mishnah goes according to everybody, side Rameir, side Rabbanan. The Yar V'Tovli went into the Mikvah, all of it stopped, he could be like Big Day Lovan, Lovash, and now he put on the Big Day Lovan, the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and post Levisha, he did a new Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Now note, there is no machloikis about the second time. Kuli Alma Moida, that the second Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim followed the Levisha. He was clothed when he did the second Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. The only machloikis was the first Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Was that pre-Pshita or post-Pshita? Pre or post? According to the Rabbanan, both the case of the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the first Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, that was
pre-Pshita,
and the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim was post-Levisha. So if you will, that was the goal marks, or the guidelines, whatever we call them, whatever, the bookends. So the first bookend was a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, Pshita, Tvila, Mikvah, Levisha. Next bookend is Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So the Kiddush Adayim was from the first and the last. Good. Reb Meir said, no. I agree with the Rabbanim to the last. But the first one, we have the Pshita first, and then Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Now before we go back, how did Rebbe darshan in the Braisa the need for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? Because it says, Ufashat, V'Rochat, V'Rochat, V'Lovash. And the Gemara learns this very literally, that according to Rebbe, both the Verochatzes, which are the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, those had to be in the middle, sandwiched in between the Pshita and the Levisha. So instead of being the bookends, they're the tuna fish in the middle of the sandwich, where you can't eat tuna fish on Yom Kippur, you can't eat anything. But you get the idea. The point is, Parsha first, two Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and then, of course, the Kiddush Adayim wouldn't be one after the other. Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, Tvila, Kishdai Raglaim, and then Levisha. So now let's think about this. According to the Rabbanan, neither of those two are in accordance with the Rabbanan Shita, because the Rabbanan said Punk Fakat, that you're supposed to have, the two bookends are supposed to be the Kishdai Raglaim, then the Pashat, Tvila, okay, well, we can put the Tvila on the side, and then the Lavash, and then the Kishdai Raglaim. And in the Brisa, Rebbe said just the opposite, that the two Kishdai Raglaim come in the middle, not at the end. Smack in the middle. What were the bookends then, according to Rebbe?
The Pshita.
Yeah, the Pshita and the Levisha. So according to Rabbanan, he's clearly off the mark. In other words, Mafka Midrabban. But he's even Mafka Midrameir. Not on both, on one of the two. Because Rameir agrees to him that Uparshat and then Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. Oh, so the Pshita came first, and therefore, and the first Kiddush Adayim Raglaim was after the Pshita. That's how Rabbi also learned. Rabbi also says that the two rochatzis are sandwiched in between. So you had the parsha first, and then you had the kiddush adayim v'raglayim, and then we now veer away one from the other. We no longer converge together and merge, but rather we separate. Because on the second kiddush adayim v'raglayim, both the Meir, just like the Rabbanan, hold the kiddush adayim v'raglayim was post the Levisha. Mashen Ken, according to Rabbi, it was before the Levisha, because it was sandwiched in between the Pshita and the Levisha. So therefore, he could hold like Rameir in one, on the first Kiddush Adayim Raglaim post Pshita, but he disagrees with Rameir as well, the one after or before the Levisha. And that's what the Gemara just points out, says Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda, Hod the Rabbi, what we just learned from Rabbi, that the two Kiddush Adayim are in the middle, Masmid Rameir, or Masmid Rabban. Mafkamid Rabban, it's exclusive to Rabban Dila Rabban, Amri Kishu, Lovush Mekadesh. According to Rabban, it's always the same. What means it's always the same? He's always got to be wearing the Begodim when he's doing the Kiddush Adayim Viraglayim. The Yu Omar Kishu, Poishin Mekadesh. He says just the opposite. Mafkamid Rabban. Dila Rabban Yomar Hach Kiddush, Basra Kishu, Lovush Mekadesh. The Yu Omar Kishu, Poishin Mekadesh. So therefore, Rebbe disagrees with Rabban on both. And he disagrees with the mayor on what? Omer Vachem Bar Yankiv. Hakol Moedim Mekiddush Sheni Shaloi V'Sviach Kach Mekadosh. Everybody agrees that the second one is going to be post Levisha. What means everybody agrees?
Wait. He said in the two Kiddushim in the middle. That the middle of the sale is a toothfish.
So guess what? The Gemara is going to say that Vachem Bar Yankiv L'Choyda disagrees with Rav Chisda.
Okay.
Now, why? What's the base of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov saying that Hakol Moedim even Rebbe Bekiddush Sheni Loi Veshviyakach Mekadosh? My time with Yom Hakrokas is in the pasuk. Oy Vegishtem Lamez Beyach L'Shoris VaKodesh. What is the pasuk over here? We have it quoted here in number 4 on our Torah Arashim. Bevoyim Al Oyel Moed Yirchatzu Mayim V'Lo Yemusa. They have to do the Rechitzas, meaning the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Oy Vegishtem Lamez Beyach L'Shoris. They want to get close to the Mizbeach. Make sure you do your rechitas ma'ay, you do your kiddush adayim raglayim, l'hakti isha l'ashem. And therefore, zhoktach yetz, rvacha bar yankiv, it says in the pasuk, misha eina mechusar ele gisha, yotazesha mechusar levisha v'gisha. It says, rvacha bar yankiv, since the kiddush adayim raglayim that we're doing on Yom Kippur is similar to, modeled after the kiddush adayim raglayim throughout the entire year, just like that kiddush adayim raglayim has to be right before the Gishtam Elam Mizbeach, right before the Avoida, nothing in between. So you just told me now that according to Rebbe, you're going to first do a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and then you're going to do a Levisha, and then you're going to go to do the Avoida. That's not Oy V'Gishtam Elam Mizbeach. So therefore, even Rebbe, although Rebbe on the surface, you were right, Rebbe, on the surface, you're right. It says, Foshat, Verochatz, Verochatz, Velovash, sandwiched in between, like tuna fish, or if you like, prefer a salami sandwich, like salami, in between the two bookends. No. I respectfully disagree, says Rav Acha Bar Yankiv. Even Rebbe would hold that it goes post-Levisha, not pre-Levisha. So based on this, the Gemara makes a fairly simple observation. Only Rav Acha Bar Yankiv, not to be confused with Rav Acha Bar Yankiv. So Rav Acha Bar Yankiv, le Rav Ashi. Loi Rav Chizda isle Rav Acha, le Rav Acha isle Rav Chizda. Obviously the two are mutually exclusive. Because Rav Chizda said that Rav that Rebbe cannot learn like Reb Meir or like the Rabbanan, and therefore requires the Kiddush Adam Raglayim should be pre the Levisha. But we just now heard from Rav Acha Yankov that says that it's got to be post Levisha because of the Gishtam Lamizbeh. So the two obviously cannot work hand in hand. The MK, because you're going to tell me, no, let's try to make peace between Rav Chisda and Rav Acha Yankov, then the Rebbe have a Lecha Mesa Kiddush, and you have to have 15 all together. What means you have to have 15 altogether?
You have to have one right after the final.
Because if you have to have the two sandwiched in between, so you're going to have one after the Pshita, one before the Levisha,
and then one after Levisha.
And because of Acha Beyankev Vegishtalem Mizbeach, you're going to have to have one after Levisha. So for every time you're going to have a Tvila, it won't be enough. Two Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, you're going to have to be three. And 3 times 5 comes out to be roughly 15. That's what he must say. Whatever you have, Lecha Meisa Kiddush, right? Very simple, very straightforward. Baruch Hashem. So we got through the Braisa and all the explanations, and it was all very gishmak. We're just going to learn another few lines, very straightforward. Remember back in the Mishnah, we said, we can go close the Chumashim now. We won't need to get back to them, I don't think. We said in the Mishnah, we finally finished off the Kiddush Adayim for Raglayim, mit the mikveh, and now Haviyu Loyis HaTamid, we bring the carbon, Kohen Gadol, the carbon Tamid, and Kerotzoi, Umeirak Acher Shechita Al Yodoi, and then Kibbal Es Adam. And you remember we learned the word Kerotzoi yesterday, we said, that's a very strange term, and even Rashi says, Mefarish Fi Gemara, so let's wait until we get to the Gemara, and now we got to the Gemara Baruch Hashem. My Kerotzoi, what does this mean, Kerotzoi? Omar Ula Lishna Diktalu. The word Kerotzoi means that the Kohen Gadol killed the animals. We don't mean killed Chas V'Shalom, we mean he shechted. But the reason why the Gemara uses the term Ketalu, because of the follow-up, Omer Nachma Yitzchak Maikra, how do I know the word Kerotzoi has anything to do with killing? Because it says in the Pasuk, Eglu Yefefiyo Mitzrayim, Keretz Mitzofen Bo Vo. What does that mean? My Mashma, so what's Pshat in this Pasuk? Kin Metargim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef is Metargim, if you look up Metargim Lashon there on that Pasuk, Voshtei, why does it always say Kin Metargim Rav Yosef? Well, why Rav Yosef is always the Targum man?
Because he couldn't read.
So there's a Toisis on Imbava Kama on Dav Gimel Amid Beis. Toisis doesn't like the Pshat, but Toisis says Yesh Mefarshim, that the reason why we always say Kim Targum Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef was a Sagi in the heart, and that Loch is Devorin Shevach Sav E'ef Shalom Rambal Teh, and therefore, since every Pasuk in Chumash is a Dover Shevach Sav, and Rav Yosef cannot go and say it looking in the Chumash, he has to say it Baal Peh, and he's Nevach blind, so therefore he didn't say the exact Lashon, but rather he said it always in Targum Lashon. They say b'shem Chassam Sofer that whenever he gave a drasha and he was quoting a pasuk, either he quoted it from the Chumash itself, that was written down, maybe not the Chumash, he wrote it down on a piece of paper, he didn't say Baal Peh, or if he was saying Baal Peh, he didn't have it written, he would always change a word or add a word just to show I'm not being
quoted directly.
I'm not quoting directly, he misquoted it a little bit. Anyway, so what does it say? Morkim Targum Yosef. Excuse me. Malka Yoi Havim Mitzrayim. The Malchus of Mitzrayim is a Malchus Yoi, means a good nation, a good kingdom, a good Malchus. However, Amomin Ketoilin Mitzifuna Yesen Allah. Amomin Ketoilin. Murderous nations are going to come Mitzafayim, and they're going to be shooting 1,500 rockets over 2 or 3 days onto Mitzrayim. Yesen Allah coming onto them. So I see that the word Ketoilin is from a Lashon Ketola, is a Lashon of murder, of killing, and that's the same thing as the carrots that we're talking about, carrots mitzofen. Ah, so that's the Makar, that Kirtsoi is a Lashon Ketola. Fine. Now that I know that the Kohen Gadol is engaged in doing the initial Shechita, how far did he go? Kratzim Bekama. Amar Ula Baroishnayim. He had to do at least 51% of the two Simonim. Two Simonim being the food pipe and the wind pipe. Exactly. Don't show on your neck, Chuli. So, Omer Ula Baroifstein. 2. Roiv. V'chein Omer B'yoichanan. Baroifstein. V'yav Rish Lokish Sober. Baroifstein. How do I know? Yomer Rish Lokish. V'chein Miyachash. Shanina Rubi Shalecha Kamoyu. Lama Shanina Roiv Echad. Boi Baroifstein. B'beheimo. Rish Lokish is really not in our Gemara. Rish Lokish is really in Masechtas Chulin. And there in Masechtas Chulin, you have Braises and Mishnayis. One of them says that there's a din that although you're supposed to shech the entire simonim, but Rubish Alech Kamayin Roiv is already enough. This is Ginuk. And yet there's another Mishnah that says, oh, by the way, when you're shechting, make sure Roiv Echad Ba'oif, Roiv B'Shnayim. by behemah. So why does it have to repeat it twice? Once I know that it's a din of shechita, I know by oif it's one simon, by behemah it's two simonim, and I know it says separately rubai shalachet kamoya rubai kikulai. So why does it have to repeat roi bechad by roi bishna? Because of us. Not because of Masechta Schoen, because of us and Masechta Yuma. Hey, Vilo is a Tom, the Karat, say, Merik Achash, he tell you, the Vikibo is a Tom, who's Rokoi. Yochel Loi Merak Yehei Possel. I would think what happens if you didn't have the Merak Acher to finish all the Shkita. What happens if the Koin Gono, the 51%, said, Yankel, Kimaran, finish all the Shkita, no Yankel, be busy. And Yankel, unfortunately, is not there. He took not a coffee break, it's Yom Kippur, but he's not there. So I would think Chas V'Shalom, maybe the carbon is possible. Tama Loimar, that's why Yom Kain, that's why I have to have the Ruboy Shel Echad Kamoy, Roiv is enough. And that's why I have Roiv, Merak, Kirat, so he did the Roiv. Frank Timar, well, what are you saying? I would think that it's possible. In other words, you have to have the Mirak Ayyute Acher. Yochli Yom Kippurim Kippurim in Kain, have you the Avoid Ba Acher? Betanya, we learned that Kol Avoid is Yom Kippurim and Kshayr is Alaboy. Every single Avoid of the Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol.
Exclusively.
Exclusively and solely. And if that's the case, are you telling me that there's a Havamina that without the Mirak Acher, that I need that Acher to do the Mirak, if I need it to do the Mirak, then it means I have an avoider with an acher. So it's Timahachi comment. Yochi is possible in Rabban. You're right, Minha Teira Avad. You're 100% right. Roiv is enough. But maybe in Rabban and you need the Merak. Lechach Sheninu, that's why we had that extra brisa in Mesechtes Chulin. Roiv Echad Boiv, Roiv Shnaim Bevheima. Genuk, even in Rabban, you don't have to do more. Oh, Frigmova, Meachad, Philip Tzul, Rabban, Lekka. So why are you even bothering Marek?
Right.
You're telling me it's enough? Roiv, just do Roiv. And the Kohen Gadol will quickly go and take his Mizrak and get the Kabbalah Sadam. After the Gemara, even though it's not required, the mitzvah of the Marek says a mitzvah minimum of Chavah. Why is it a mitzvah? Third line of Rashi. Since we want the Kohen Gadol to be able to do a proper Kabbalah Sadam, so that it should have spurred out properly and good and in abundance. And a lot of, after all, he's a lot of dam. He's going to go to the Fagin. He's going to go to
43, 44, 47, 48.
Tons of Hazois over here. For that purpose, we have the Mir. But he's talking about Ma'akev. If he just did the Karat, suggest the 51%, he would be Yoitz. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi. He says, I'll give you help.